Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on Saturday night at Hodgetown. I'm joined by Blake Cederlund, who just lit up the stadium radar gun the other night with triple-digit fastballs in his second game back in professional baseball. Blake, I just got to ask you the obvious question. You last pitched in 2023 in pro ball, almost 3 years to the day. Obviously, you have major league service time. You didn't pitch at all in 2024 and 2025. So what got you back into the game with the Diamondbacks?
There's an opportunity to go to a World Series game at 25. It was Dodgers Blue Jays, and attended that. And after watching the pen come out, I realized, shoot, I could be out there. So this is honestly my brother's idea to get me thrown again. And we're neighbors, so we have a ditch at the end of our street. And yeah, we started playing right after that in early November. Arm was feeling good, and you know, took it slow, and yeah, here we are.
Signed with the Diamondbacks in April. What has happened for you between signing and today? Because obviously I think you spent a lot of time at the facility there in Arizona kind of building yourself back up, but what was that process like?
Yeah, first off, I mean, it's been great. The staff's super welcoming, the guys are awesome. First month, you know, I was back in action. Intensity got to me, so had a little shoulder bug. Took about a month to wear that off, and then was back in there for another month, just breaking off the rust. And then, yeah, I got an opportunity to come here, Amarillo, and it's been great so far.
Pretty poetic that you debuted in San Antonio, the place that you last pitched in pro ball in 2023, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad I'm on this side.
When you see 101, 102 in your second professional outing back after 3 years off, what does that just do for your confidence?
Yeah, it reminds me I still got it, which is cool. And truly, I'm not trying to throw the ball hard. It's kind of, you know, everything syncs up and it comes out well. Impresses myself. Yeah. So it's cool. It's cool to have you in the booth acknowledging that as well. I appreciate it. So
yeah, man, I'm watching the radar gun just like everybody else. But what were you doing in those years of 2024, 2025 before you got the itch to go back, as you say, going to that World Series game?
Yeah, I kept training. I have a gym in my garage, as does my brother. So every morning we stayed on the grind. I like to stay in, you know, good physical condition, and I think that really helps there. You know, it's really just staying healthy for me is going to be the biggest thing, and they've been great with me, you know, taking things slow, getting my rest, so I'm excited to see what's to come.
Obviously, you've pitched in the big leagues back in 2020 with the Pirates, so you've seen just about all there is to see in pro ball and the minors and all that. What's your initial take on this Amarillo team and clubhouse, having been here for a couple weeks now?
Genuinely one of my favorite teams. The group of guys we have is awesome. We keep it loose every day. You know, first pitch, we lock in. But, yeah, from top to bottom, staff, players, it's been great.
What's the relationship with Gabby and your bullpen mates been like?
We have a lot of fun down there. We're locked in, but, yeah, Gabby's, you know, great pitching coach as well. He's there anytime you need him. He's a good guy.
What was the one thing when you climbed on that mound in San Antonio for the first time that kind of like surprised you, like, oh, I forgot that it's like this when I'm on the mound?
Yeah, so it's the pickoff thing. So I threw my first pick, and Barriga behind the plate was like, hey, no more, only one. I was like, oh, that's new. So Thanks to him for reminding me. But yeah, that was probably the biggest surprise, being out there for the first time in a while.
Obviously, health is a given, but are there any goals that you have for the rest of this 2026 season, just kind of riding the wave?
Yeah, you know, throw strikes, help the team out, and see what happens.
Fair enough. Blake, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Bach.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.